Good afternoon. I am Natalie Bumgarner from the University of Tennessee Extension, and I am an Extension Specialist in Residential and Consumer Horticulture, so we're going to kind of look at this a little bit from the consumer or the gardener perspective. And when we think about that, we're going to kind of begin with the end in mind, and we're going to think about adoption, right? Why is it that consumers or gardeners would actually want to use grafted plants? I think that early on we focused a lot on novelty, but we want to get past that, right? We want to provide a research base that not only encourages adoption, but also continued use of grafted plants over a longer period of time. So we think about productivity, which is often how we would discuss with it grafting with our commercial producers. It's important for non-commercial producers, but it's not the only element. Disease resistance really comes into play. When we think about the opportunity to select a wider range of cultivars, reduce the management burden, it's important, right? But it's the combination of productivity and disease resistance that I think can take us to reliability, which to me is kind of like the top of, say, Maslow's hierarchy when we talk about selection for consumers. And I think of reliability as the baseline for success, right? And oftentimes for gardeners, success can be a consistent absence of failure. And grafting can be a good way to achieve these elements. So what are we seeing in terms of data on grafting plants specifically for a gardener audience? So I selected very common hybrid indeterminate and determinate cultivars. These are a brief summary of 2 years worth of data in Knoxville. So this is all growing using commercial consumer appropriate growing methods, right? So no commercial labels, no herbicides. You can see a lot of mulch. And what I have seen is that the most consistent benefit has been in indeterminate cultivars. There are trends in determinate cultivars, but it's been most consistent and a reduced variability across those 2 years, much different environments in those 2 years. And so my focus this year and plants that are growing right now in this summer are keeping kind of our control indeterminate, but then branching that out so we have different heirloom comparisons to build upon this base and help determine what is most useful for our consumer audience. So when we think about this in terms of supporting adoption and how does this correlate, how do these types of research numbers then directly assist our extension outreach programs, I think that one of the most important things that we can do is continue to make sure that we're getting correct disease identifications, right? To make sure that we're actually encouraging people who grafting is going to be an assistance to and making sure that we help them with appropriate rootstock selection. One of the most interesting elements that I've learned, you know, I'm an extension specialist, so I love to do hands-on training, is that people really enjoy doing a grafting training, but sending them home with an already healed grafted plant is a much more appropriate way to help them be introduced to the technology so that that healing is not a hurdle and an initial negative experience with grafting. So our overall goal is to support appropriate decision-making and make sure that we're targeting users for whom this technology is going to be maximum benefit.
And we appreciate that a short time.